Buffalo fans, and welcome to tonight's Saturday evening edition of 45's Baseball in the second game of the series against NBO Sacramento. Will be the Colt 45's taking on NBO Sacramento. First pitch will be at 7:15. And we're going to get to the starting lineup for NBO Sacramento. Following last night's 11-7 contest where the Colt 45s took the loss. But tonight they look to bounce back as they send Reese Fairweather to the mound. He'll be facing off against the shortstop, Brett Griffiths for NBO Sacramento, followed by Bryce Sabatke at second base. Then Nick Golden will be playing left field. Henry Palmer will be in right. Brad Morris will catch again after his two-homer night last night. Jonas Dias will be at first. David Henry will be in center. Duncan Hansen will be at third. And Austin Watkins will be the DH at ninth. And we're going to get you guys the national anthems brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field. National anthem was brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight is MLB night, where fans are encouraged to wear their favorite MLB team's swag. See some jerseys out there in the crowd and some hats. A lot of Giants and a lot of A's, something you love to see up here in the North State. NBO Sacramento will be facing off against the Colt 45's Reese Fairweather, who is warming up in the bullpen, the tall left-hand thrower out of Australia. NBO's lineup will be Brett Griffiths at short, Bryce Sabatke at second, Golden in left, Palmer in right, Morris the backstop. He'll be catching Daniel Acedo, the starting pitcher for NBO Sacramento, followed by Jonas Dias at first, David Henry in center, Duncan Hansen at third, and Austin Watkins will be the designated hitter. Watkins last night was playing first base. He went 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch last night before he was pinch hit for by Duncan Hansen, who is in the lineup tonight, batting one spot in front of him in that eight spot. The Colt 45s will have a new leadoff hitter tonight in Colby Rafael. He'll be leading off playing center field, followed by Dusty Vila, last night's leadoff hitter, who went 0-for-6 last night, a tough day at the plate. Followed by Kyle Norton at first base. McGuire Smith, the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Keanu Mizuta will be in right. Followed by Sutter Moss at short. Braxton Riley in left. Carlos Camarena will be catching Reese Fairweather. He'll be batting eighth. Followed by Brandon Zanny, batting ninth and playing third base. For Zanny, the story of his season, apart from a very productive offensive season, is his 13 walks, which leads the Colt 45s, and he's started only about 70% of the games at third base. He's been splitting time with Sutter Moss and McGuire Smith. But tonight, no Joel Calder in the lineup. It will be instead a Sutter Moss playing shortstop, which is what happened last night when Zanny pinch hit for Joel Calder, which took him out of the game. and moved Sutter Moss from third base to short before Zanny took over at third base. Last night's contest, the Colt 45s would not prevail after taking a 6-5 lead in the bottom of the fifth. The NBO Sacramento Baseball Club was able to come back and score 11 runs, which gave them the 11-7 lead, and the Colt 45s ended up losing by that total. But they looked to bounce back tonight, sending Reese Fairweather to the mound. Fairweather on the season is 1-1 in two starts and two appearances, with a 2.63 ERA and 13 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 12 Ks on the year, 6 walks, and 4 of his 8 runs that he has given up have been earned, which is a good ratio to have, followed by only allowing 9 hits out of Feather River Junior College. 6-4, bats left and throws left. In his last start, he went 4 2/3, giving up 6 runs. 2 of those were earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Ended up getting the loss in that contest, and the Alameda Anchors beat the Colt 45s by a score of 7-5. His best start of the season came against Athletic Edge, where he went 5 innings and gave up 2 runs. Both were earned, 3 hits, walked 2, and struck out 4. So, see what he can do here tonight. Does not get a lot of strikeouts, but will look to strike out a lot of batters for these Colt 45s, as we have seen a lot this season. Fairweather and the Colt 45s donning their yellow short sleeve jerseys make their way out onto the field to warm up. Something we've seen a lot from Colt 45's pitching, led by Eric Winchester, of course, is a lot of strikeouts. But we've also seen a lot of great defensive plays as well, so a lot of balance there. Not necessarily having pitchers rely on the defense behind them, but definitely able to rely on the defense behind them. And for Fairweather, like I said, a lengthy left-hand pitcher with a fastball and curveball arsenal. I believe there's a changeup as well from the first base side of the rubber. A lot of mostly arms and legs, a very strong delivery. And out of the windup is definitely a Randy Johnson-esque windup, as he does have a fastball, curveball, and changeup to work with. So, 3 pitches in his arsenal, looking to face off against NBO Sacramento here on a beautiful night for baseball. It's dropping a little bit below 100 degrees now as the wind starts to pick up and cool things off as shadows start to cover parts of the field. Foul territory on the third base side. Home plate's covered by the shadows, and a bit of space out there in left field. Is leading off for NBO Sacramento is going to be the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, a right-hand hitter. Steps in the box. An even stance. His front foot even with the plate, as Fairweather out of the windup delivers the first pitch. That one's popped up on the infield. Vila trotting in. Will get under it and squeeze it for round number 1. That's the way the ball game begins at 7:14 p.m. on a Saturday night. My name is Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us here for this Saturday summer evening edition of Colt 45's baseball, as Bryce Sabaki steps into the box. Even stance, bat on his shoulder. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Sets up outside. The pitch from Fairweather. Fastball off the plate, outside, ball 1. Sabaki, knee slightly bent, with that even stance, right-hand hitter. Left-on-right matchup, Fairweather delivers the 1-0. Fastball in at the knees, strike 1. There's one gone here after that first pitch swinging from Brett Griffiths. Fairweather now peers in at Camarena, who sets up inside the pitch. Misses low and in. Ball two. Fairweather working a little bit slower than we've seen from other Colt 45 starters this season as he takes his time when he pitches out of the windup. Now comes set and delivers a 2-1. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Sabaki stepped out, now steps back in. Fairweather, glove at his right hip and the ball dangling in his hand from his left hip. Now peers over his glove and delivers a 2-2. So he's fouled off the plate. Count holds at two balls and two strikes. Fairweather gets a new baseball, now climbs back up on the hill. Sabaki is going to step out, tap his cleats with his bat a couple of times. And a couple practice swings before stepping back into the box. Up in the box. His left foot just a bit in front of the plate as Fairweather delivers the 2-2. Curveball up, way outside. Comrade coming out of his crouch to corral it. Count fills at three balls and two strikes. On Sabaki, the second batter of this Saturday evening. Payoff pitch from Fairweather. Fastball grounded up the middle. Vila chasing after, but it's going to get through for a base hit as Rafael plays it back. Vila, excellent effort there, running toward it back of second base, but not quite able to get to it as Sabaki singles to center field. We'll bring up Nick Golden, the left fielder for tonight, rocking the white and blue stirrups from the left-hand batter's box, a wide-open stance. Sabaki takes his lead from first, being held on by first baseman Norton. As Fairweather delivers, and it's a bunt laid down right in front of the plate. Camarena fields and throws to first in time, but advancing to second on the sacrifice bunt is Sabaki. Camarena handled the bunt that was about 4 or 5 feet in front of home plate. Perfect bunt by Golden as he goes 1-3 on the sacrifice to bring up Henry Palmer, the right fielder. Palmer last night was one of the better hitters for NBL Sacramento as he fouls this one back to the screen. He went 1-for-5 with a walk and a hit by pitch. So he reached base a total of 3 times last night. Didn't have a great day at the plate, but was able to reach base multiple times as Fairweather checks the runner back at second and now delivers the 0-1 out of the stretch. Is on the inside corner at the knees for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather, who now, with the runner on second, that's Sabaki, pitching out of the stretch. Checks Sabaki back at second. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. Got him swinging for out number three. So NBO Sacramento strands one. And we're scoreless after half an inning. We're at the bottom of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're coming to the bottom of the first inning as Daniel Sato clips toss from the Sacramento. fastball and curve in his arsenal. He'll be facing off against Colby Raphael, who is tonight's leadoff hitter, followed by Dusty Vila and Kyle Norton. For Colby Raphael, we've seen him lead off earlier this season a couple of times. He's done a great job of getting on base. As he digs in now from the right side, he'll kick some dirt around before stepping in the box. Now waves the wood above his head and gets a little loose. And we'll step in to face Acedo. That wide stance, taps his foot as Acedo delivers a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Raphael, he's batting 295 on the year. As Acedo comes set, now delivers. Fastball misses low and in. One ball, one strike. And Raphael has 8 walks. The 1-1 delivery from Macedo out of the windup. It swung on and fouled back to the parking lot. Raphael has 5 RBIs on the year as well. So he digs back in now. The 1-2 delivery out of the windup from Macedo is in the dirt and kicks off the catcher's glove. That'll move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raphael steps out of the box, readjusts his hands. Now ready as Acedo peers in at his catcher Morris for the sign. Gets it, comes set. 2-2 delivery is grounded up the middle. Second baseman moving back for it. He can't reach. Shortstop backing up the play. Will field the throw to first. Not in time as Raphael is able to beat it out easily. He'll have an infield single. The shortstop, Griffiths, backing up the second baseman, Sabaki. After Sabaki moving to his right up the middle, was unable to glove it back to second base. As Dusty Vila will now dig in from the left-hand batter's box. An even stance. Griffith Fenn not in the lineup tonight and not in his normal 2 spot. Instead, it's Vila as diving back to the bag is Raphael on the pickoff attempt. He's back in plenty of time. It's Acedo pitching from the stretch. Raphael, 3 or 4 step lead over there at first, being held on by the first baseman as this one's grounded toward the first base dugout. For strike one. First baseman Jonas Dias holding on. Raphael over there at first base. Raphael takes a massive lead and he's going around to bunt. Pulls it back to throw down to second. Is not going to be in time by Morris. And Kobe Raphael gets a stolen base. And with it, some applause and cowbells ringing from the fans here at Tiger Field. No double play in order now for NBO Sacramento as they shift the infield back to normal depth now. As the 0-2 delivery from Acedo is tapped toward the second baseman, moving to his left field and throws on over to first base. Vila is out 4-3 on the ground out. Not quite hit hard enough to get through as the second baseman, Sabaki, was able to glide on over to toward first base field and throw out Vila. Kyle Norton now steps in the box as he hits the first pitch he sees, fouls it back over the Colt 45 dugout on the third base side. It's going to land in the park behind us. Acedo, loving his hip. Now comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses upstairs for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Acedo delivers. This one's grounded. Diving second baseman stops it, then throws to first. He's able to smother it, knock the pitch down, throws it to the first baseman in time, but coming in to score is Raphael after he advanced to third on the Vila groundouts. So 2 groundouts to the right side are able to score the first run of the ball game for the Colt 45s. As McGuire Smith, another left-handed hitter, comes to the plate. As Acedo out of the windup now with nobody on. This one's tapped toward the first baseman, who will field and toss it on over to Acedo covering first for the 3-1 putout. So after one, it's 1-0. The Colt 45's on top. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's sponsor, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s were able to score one in the bottom half of the first, as we now welcome you back to the top of the second. The tall left-hander from Australia, Reese Fairweather, concludes his warm-up toss, and Camarena makes his throw down to second base. Leading off for NBO Sacramento is going to be Brad Morris, who, if you were listening to the game last night, homered twice in back-to-back at-bats. So a thorn in the side of the Colt 45s last night, as he was responsible for four runs, which proved to be the difference in the ball game. On the right side, a wide open stance. Fairweather lifts a curveball up and away for ball one. Fairweather peers in at Camarena on that first base side of the rubber. Now delivers a 1-0 as one's fouled back to the screen. Fairweather has a windup where he rears back after coming set, where he's up on top of the hill with a glove at his hip, then puts them together right in front of his chest, peering over his glove and between his cap before rearing back in a Randy Johnson-style windup as he delivers a fastball off the plate outside, up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. A very typical left-handed windup, but very deceptive nonetheless as he delivers the 2-1 pitch to Morris. Curveball in at the knees for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather. He dropped in a breaking pitch just above the knees of Morris on the inside corner. Now appears in at Camarena. Morris bat on his shoulder, now readies. Fairweather delivers the 2-2. Curveball waved at. Morris swings and misses. Two strikeouts now. Both swinging for Fairweather. That will bring up the first baseman, Jonas Dias, to the plate. He's rocking the socks up high, the striped socks. They're blue with red stripes. Sacramento's, NBO's colors, rather. Deep in the box, an even stance. Fairweather delivers. Fastball swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. Dias did not play last night. He was not a pinch hitter or anything, as Fairweather delivers a fastball outside for ball one. Count moves to one ball and one strike. Slightly open stance. Dias. Fairweather comes set and delivers. This one's fouled over into foul territory. A line shot toward the cage out there beyond the first base side dugout. Down toward that 310 marker right under the right field foul pole, but was running foul. 1-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's hit in the air toward shallow center field. Should be playable for Rafael, who charges in and will squeeze it for out number two. So Dias flies out to Colby Rafael, back of the second baseman Vila, who was out there to possibly take it if it did not keep carrying towards center field and shallow right center field, and Colby Raphael calling off the right fielder Mazzuta. Fairweather now comes set and delivers the first pitch to David Henry, the center fielder for NBO. It's going to be a fastball, low and in for ball one. Fairweather, out of the windup, delivers the 1-0. Pitches lined right at Braxton Riley, who comes in a couple of steps and squeezes it for out number three. So NBO goes 1-2-3. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Red and Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of your Redding Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Keanu Mazzuta digging in. Mazzuta last night went 2-for-5 and reached on an error. A solid night last night from Mazzuta, who is now playing right field tonight. He was in left last night. He'll dig in from the left side. Face off against Daniel Acedo as he comes set and delivers the first pitch from the first base side of the rubber is going to be low and away, ball one. Mazzuta, 1-0 count now. Infield playing back on the couple steps from the outfield grass as Mazzuta waves at one outside trying to get a piece of it for strike one. First baseman playing 5 or 6 steps off the line and a couple steps in front of the outfield grass. Third baseman playing 3 steps off the line, about 4 feet back of the bag. Shortstop and second baseman playing deep on the rim of the outfield grass at their normal position. As the 2-1 delivery from Acedo is hit in the air. Shortstop coming out and shallow left field will get under it to squeeze that can of corn for out number one. So Mazzuta pops out to the shortstop, Brett Griffiths. For out number one, Griffiths charging out, had to turn toward his right shoulder, to his right, into shallow left field, and then was able to get under it as Sutter Moss digs in from the left side and takes strike one on the outside corner. Moss with that barely bent left knee, his back knee in his stance, deep in the box, nearly standing up. With his batting stance, so he takes the next pitch off the outside edge for a 1-1 count as Acedo delivers a fastball on the inside corner at the knees for strike two. 1-2 count with one out, nobody on. Acedo, glove at his belt, at his hip, comes set. The 1-2 delivery to Moss. The fastball way outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes as the ball escapes Acedo. And the third baseman helps him out a bit and gives it to him. Duncan Hansen tossing it back to his pitcher. 2-2 pitch with one out. The windup from Acedo now delivers. Fastball low. Moss lays it off. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Count worked full by Moss. As Acedo peers into this catcher. Now comes set and delivers a payoff pitch. Misses outside for ball four. Sutter Moss works a walk. That will bring up Braxton Riley. Braxton Riley last night was 2 for 5. He had a home run and also a stolen base after reaching on a fielder's choice. So Braxton Riley definitely has the ability to drive the ball, and with great speed, he'll dig in from the right side. Even stance. As the first pitch from Macedo comes in, swing and a miss from Riley. Fastball just blew it by him. As NBO moves the infield to double play depth with the shortstop and second baseman playing more towards second. As Riley watches a fastball catch the outside corner just below the waist for strike two. O2 count now. The delivery from Acedo misses high. 1-2. Riley hasn't swung since that first pitch that just blew past him as Moss takes his lead from first. The delivery is hit in the air but foul toward the seats on the third base side, just beyond the third base dugout. Count moves to 1-2 with one out. Riley waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Acedo delivers. Comes inside and hits Riley. She'll move Moss to second base. Riley now at first base. Came way inside on him, high and tight, and was not able to duck out of the way as it went off of his shoulder. That will bring Carlos Camarena to the plate, who has to take off his catcher's gear from his lower half, warming up on deck with out the chest protector, just the shin and knee guards. Now we'll dig in from the right side. Back-to-back right-handed hitters here for the Colt 45s. Now the infield playing back behind the runners, Riley not being held on at first. The second baseman, Sabaki, shaded a bit up the middle as Camarena watches a fastball catch the outside corner. Strike one. No one count. On Camarena. Slightly open stance. The delivery from Acedo. It's grounded right back to Acedo, who gloves it, throws the second for one, and then the relay to first in time for the 1-4-3 double play. 1-6-3 double play, rather, as it was Griffiths, the shortstop, covering second base. We're still in a 1-0 ball game with the Colt 45s ahead after two. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3881 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fans, and welcome back. It's the top of the third inning. 1-0, the Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. Back out for his third inning of work to start this ball game is the tall left-hand thrower, Reese Fairweather. He'll be facing off against Duncan Hansen, the third baseman. Digging in from the right side. As he shows bunt, pulls back just in time. to take fastball off the outside edge for ball one. As Fairweather delivers out of the windup, sees a bunt again. This one's popped up toward third base. Zanny charging in, calls off Fairweather, who made his way over toward the third base side to field it if necessary. But Zanny coming in to squeeze it for the out. So Hansen with a fly-out bunt to third baseman Brandon Zanny, making an excellent play, charging all the way in where he was a couple steps back of the bags over there at third. Now Austin Watkins will dig in, the designated hitter. He's batting ninth tonight. Fairweather delivers. Changeup misses up. Ball one. 1-0 count on Watkins. Deep in the box, an even stance. Fairweather delivers. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Watkins taps the plate with his bat, now ready as Fairweather gets a sign. Winds up and delivers the 1-1. Waved at and fouled back over the screen. Just throwing the bat at it, was able to get a piece of it and give himself strike two. Couldn't quite square it up. He'll step out of the box, readjust himself now. Takes a couple swings and digs back in. Fairweather comes set. A 1-2 delivery. Her ball is waved at. It's going to be playable for Vila, who takes a couple steps back at second base and is able to squeeze it in shallow right field for out number two. So two straight flyouts here. We'll bring up the top of the order, Brett Griffiths, to the plate. He popped out to Vila his first time up, to lead off the game. Swinging at the first pitch there. See what he does here is Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. He sets up inside. The delivery from Fairweather. Changeup is tapped foul toward the on-deck circle on the third base side. No balls and one strike with two outs in the top of the third. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Winds up and delivers the 0-1. Curveball misses low and away. Move the count to one ball and one strike. Camarena relays the sign to Fairweather. Fairweather nods. The 1-1 delivery. Griffiths is swung on, grounded toward the shortstop, Moss, who fields and throws on over to first. A routine ground out. 1-2-3 goes MDO Sacramento. It's 1-0 after 2.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Goal 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off here in this bottom of the third will be Brandon Zanny, right-handed hitter, leading the Colt 45s in that walks category as the Sato comes set and delivers. Fastball. This is low for ball one. Zanny with his knees bent and even stands deep in the box. Watches the fastball, cuts the outside corner in at the knees to even the count at one ball and one strike. Zanny, as I said in the pregame show, has split his time at third base with McGuire, Smith, and Sutter Moss. My apologies, Sutter Moss over there at third base, but getting the start tonight after he pinch hit last night for Calderon and then moved on over to third base. The 2-1 delivery from Macedo is fouled back off the umpire. Zanny just got a piece of it. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes as the umpire is going to shake it off a little bit and regather himself. As Acedo will be working with a 2-2 count here. Out of the windup with nobody on, Zanny the 9-hitter. The 2-2 delivery from Acedo. Fastball is fouled off of Zanny's inside thigh. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rafael on deck, who led off the game with a single, stole second base, and then after 2 groundouts was able to score the only run in this ball game. Sato gets a sign, catcher sets up outside the 2-2 delivery. Fastball swung on in the air, playable for the shortstop, has popped up back behind second base. He camps under it and now squeezes it for out number one. So Zanny pops out, which last night he popped out in both of his at-bats. So looking to make an adjustment in his next at-bat, I would assume. Trying to get that timing down and really barrel the ball. They'll bring up the top of the order. Colby Rafael to the plate. As I said, he's 1-for-1 tonight. He came around to score after a stolen base. He shows bunt and pops it up, but into foul territory. Strike one. Came around to bunt, but ended up getting way underneath the pitch. So he readjusts his batting gloves. Now takes a little walk. Taps the plate, digs back in now from the right side. A wide stance, slightly open. Pitcher sets up on the inside. And it's a fail, watches one bounce into the mitt of catcher Morris for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Acedo delivers. Fastball. In there for strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Rafael. Acedo winds up and delivers the 1-2. Check swing. Doesn't matter on the appeal. Rafael's already walking back to the dugout as the umpire rings him up. Rafael strikes out looking. 2 gone here in this bottom of the third for Dusty Vila, who grounded out his first time up. Dusty Vela digging in from the right side with an even stance. Digging in from the left side, rather. Takes the first pitch, ball low. Counts 1-0. So he digs back in after adjusting his batting gloves. Acedo delivers. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Good take there by Vela. Sato, glove at his hip, peers in at Morris. Now comes set, moves the glove to the belt, to a delivery. Check swing, called strike. For Bailey, who couldn't quite decide whether to swing or not, but called a strike nonetheless. Sato delivers the 2-1. Fastball is grounded to the first baseman, who gloves, pins it down in the grass. Covering first base is the catcher, Sato, who is not able to glove the throw from the first baseman. And Vila, legging it out, is able to get a nice infield single there on what could be classified as a throwing error from the first baseman, Jonas Dias. That will bring up Kyle Norton, the first baseman for the 45s, to the plate. Left-hand hitter, an even stance. And running is Vila, and the throw from Morris is in plenty of time to get him out at second, so no stolen base there for Vila as he's erased by Morris. That's out number 3. It's 1-0. The 45's on top after 3. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Back out there for his fourth inning of work is going to be Reese Fairweather. He'll be facing off against Bryce Sabaki, the second baseman tonight, as Fairweather concludes his warm-up tosses. To end things in that third inning, it was Dusty Vila getting thrown out, attempting to steal second base. So in the bottom of the fourth, it will be Kyle Norton working with a brand-new count as he was not able to even see a pitch. Or he was able to see one pitch, rather, in that at-bat. So Bryce Sabaki in his second at-bat tonight. In this top of the fourth inning, he'll dig in now from the right side. As it's a little bit of jawing coming from the bleachers. Not quite sure what's happening, but some lively conversation being thrown toward the umpires. As Fairweather looking like he just wants to start throwing already and begin this top of the fourth inning. So digging in for NBO, the right-handed hitter, Sabaki, who singled and then made it to second base on a sacrifice fly, but he was sacrifice bunt, rather, was stranded there to end the inning in that top of the first. He'll step in the box now as the home plate umpire is now ready to call balls and strikes. He throws his mask on. Fairweather up on top of the hill. Here's Nick Comrade to the catcher. And winds up to deliver you the first pitch of this top fourth inning. There's a fastball way back by Sabaki for strike one. Sabaki not able to catch up to it. Fairweather blows it by him. Fairweather comes set now. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball. Grounded foul right into the third base dugout for strike two. On deck for NBO is Nick Golden. He'll come up next as Fairweather gets a sign and the 0-2 delivery is popped up back over the screen to keep the count at no balls and two strikes. As that one bounces off a car in the parking lot. Sabaki digs back in. As Fairweather gets a sign, now delivers. Curveball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mr. Sabaki, would you like to buy anything? He says, no thanks. I'm just looking. That's out number one as Fairweather gets his third strikeout of the night. A backward K there as he got him looking. Nick Golden will step into the box now, a right-hand hitter. My apologies, looks to be a pinch hitter. Number six, Tyson Bartlett. In this top of the fourth inning with one out. So, Sabaki getting pinch hit for. It will be Bartlett. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance, fouls one off the plate for strike one. He's got his socks up high, as he takes a couple practice swings from that right-hand batter's box. Now readies and digs in, adjusts his helmet as Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena sets up inside, and the pitch from Fairweather, a curveball, waved at over a leaping Kyle Norton is into shallow right field, trying for two as the throw from Mizuta is going to be cut off. My apologies, over the cutoff man, and will not be in time as diving into second base is Nick Golden on that double. It was laced over the head of Kyle Norton, who tried to climb the ladder to get to it, but it was over his glove and then went into foul territory where Keanu Mizuta had to field it and throw into second base, which was a perfect throw, but beating the tag was Nick Golden. My apologies. Bartlett, who came in to pinch hit for Nick Golden. And that will bring Henry Palmer to the plate as he taps one foul on the third base side. A little bit of a rare feat there as a pinch hitter came on in the fourth inning, which is not normal. Pitching from the stretch is Fairweather. Glove at his hip, now comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second. And the 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses just a bit outside. It was at the waist, but just a bit off the plate. The count evens now to 1-1. Fairweather comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second, who's dancing off the bag. The 1-1 delivery is a curveball. In at the knees on the inside corner. Strike two. 1-2. Infield playing back at normal depth with Vila holding the runner on at second. 1-2 delivery from Fairweather is a breaking pitch fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot. Count holds it. 1-2. As Palmer steps back in, wide open stance. Right-hand box is Camarena sets up high and in. But 1-2 delivery is swung on and missed for out number two and strikeout number four for Reese Fairweather tonight. And Fairweather, his season high in that sixth-inning outing against Athletic Edge, he struck out five. That's his season-high strikeout. So already at four tonight as he comes set now against Brad Morris. The backstop for NBO. The delivery from Fairweather is a breaking ball. Swung on and missed for strike one. Morris trying to catch that break from the curveball, but wasn't quite able to get the bat on it or get a piece of it. It's Fairweather peering in now. Comes set. Checks Bartlett back at second. The 0-1 delivery to Morris. In the dirt. Blocked by Camarena. Running to third. The throw from Camarena is in plenty of time as Zandy puts the tag on him. A race on the play is Bartlett as he was already hard charging toward the bag at third. It's 1-0. We're halfway through our ball game now and we're headed to the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing, 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Reading, California. Taking over the duties at second base for NBO Sacramento is going to be Tyce Bartlett after Nick Golden was ejected, my apologies, in left field, as Nick Golden looks to be ejected, number 9. And then Tyce Bartlett doubled and was thrown out to end the inning. For the Colt 45s, leading things off is going to be the three-hitter, Kyle Norton.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
He grounded out his first time up, as all that hubbub over on the first base side last half inning was actually a ejection after a while, which is why there was so much jawing between umpires and the crowd, as NBO Sacramento's Nick Golden was ejected. And Norton takes a fastball on the inside corner of the knees for strike one. So something we have not seen, I don't think at all, in this 2024 summer season. As Norton swings on this one, it's popped up on the infield. Second baseman Sabaki is going to be called off by the shortstop, Britt Griffiths, who squeezes that one for out number one. So pop out to the shortstop. Norton is retired. That will bring up McGuire Smith, the designated hitter tonight, batting in the cleanup position, a left-hand hitter. So it was an ejection, not sure why, but something that we have not seen at all in this Colt 45 season. And strike one is taken on the inside corner by Smith. Now Acedo comes set and delivers this one, swung on in the air towards right field to the track. Should be playable, but it is over his head and off the wall around first, hitting second base. Now on his way to third is Smith, and into third with a stand-up triple off the wall is the cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. That will bring up Keanu Mizuta now, after McGuire Smith misses a home run by about as close as you possibly can. Looked like it went off the top of the wall, and the walls out there at Tiger Field are all even, but there is those pillars that stick up about 6 inches every about 8 feet or so, and it went off one of those. So Sato delivers down to Mizuta, who hits one in the air toward left field. Left fielder making his way over toward the line is not going to get to it, is out of play. Mizuta, just a bit late on it, slices it foul. Strike one. There's one out here in this bottom of the fourth inning. NBO Sacramento not playing the infield end. They're back in normal depth. This one's grounded to the first baseman, who will field and take it to the back himself. And coming in to score is McGuire Smith, as that ball was absolutely smoked down the line, but right to the first baseman, Jonas Dias, who did a nice job of moving to his left toward the line to field it. He grounds out. That'll bring up Sutter Moss, the play he walked and reached second base the last time up. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance, takes a fastball off the plate for ball one. That ball by Mizuta was pounded into the grass and went up the line, but the first baseman able to do an excellent job to field it and take it to the bag himself, as Mizuta watches another pitch off the plate for ball two. Acedo will step off, now peering at Morris, who gives him the sign and sets up and in. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball in at the knees on the outside corner, on the inside corner, rather, to move the count to 2-1. Acedo comes out and delivers. This one's grounded up the middle past the pitcher. Second baseman diving to the right of second base. Makes the throw to first base. It's not going to be in time. Moss legs that one out for an infield single. That ball was just to the right, to the first base side of the pitcher Acedo. Went right through and was up the middle. And the second baseman, Sabaki, moving to his right toward second base, back of the bag, dove for it, then threw from his knee, but not in time, to the first baseman, as Dice was not able to stretch to receive the throw enough to quite get the speedy Sutter Moss, as Riley, right-hand hitter, takes a ball off the plate outside for ball one. 1-0 count as Acedo, out of the stretch, delivers a fastball upstairs for ball two. Riley was hit by a pitch his last time up and was erased on a double play to end the inning. That was in the second. As a 2-0 delivery from Macedo, it's going to catch the inside corner in at the knees. Strike one. Two balls and one strike. Riley, with that even stance, taps the plate with his bat. Macedo comes set and delivers a 2-1. That's going to be a fastball inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. A hitter's count here with two outs. It's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. Macedo delivers a 3-1. Fastball misses up and in. And Riley works a walk. He's reached base twice tonight. That will bring Carlos Camarena to the plate. Tonight's backstop. He hit into a 1-6-3 double play his last time up. Grounded it up the middle. And was the pitcher, Acedo, fielding it before throwing to the shortstop Griffiths, covering the bag at second base before it was relayed onto first baseman Dias to get Indio Sacramento out of the jam. As the two-out delivery from Acedo comes in, it's going to be a fastball into the knees. Right down the middle for strike one. Right-handed hitter Carlos Camarena. Open stance, deep in the box. As Acedo checks the runner at second, now delivers the 0-1. This one's grounded up the third baseline, but into foul territory. It's going to be wide of the bag, which moves the count to no balls and two strikes. As the runners trot back to their respective bases, the infield playing behind the runners, not holding them on. Shadows here at Tiger Field have now covered most of the field. As the pitch comes in from Macedo, but umpire is not ready, so it is not going to count. Now the umpire readies and gives Acedo the signal that he's good to go. The 0-2 delivery with two out. Runners take their leads from first and second. That's Riley at first and Moss at second. Fastball way up and in for ball one as Camarena almost took that one off the chin. A little chin music there. One balls and two strikes with two out. Acedo glove at his hip. Now comes set. Checks Moss back at second. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. The fastball popped up on the infield. First baseman making his way in just to the first base side of the mound. Will squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s, strand two, they scored once. It's 2-0 after four. We're headed to the top of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. The proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 245-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 2-0 after four. It's the top of the fifth. Reese Fairweather back out on the hill. He'll get his warm-up tosses in as Alex Jones was receiving them as Carlos Camarena had to throw the gear back on after he was retired on a pop-up to end the inning for the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth. Leading things off will be Brad Morris, NBO's catcher tonight, right-handed hitter. Wide open stance on the right side as Fairweather out of the windup delivers. Breaking ball bounces it in front of the plate and squirts away from Camarena for ball one. A 1-0 count. It's Fairweather peering in. A 1-0 delivery. Changeup swung on and missed for strike one. Morris did not quite have the timing there as he was early on it. Let's count even at 1-1. Fairweather delivers. Breaking ball on the outside corner just below the waist for strike two. Great pitch there from Fairweather. That breaking ball has worked very well for him tonight. It's been his strike pitch whenever he needed one. The 1-2 delivery curveball is waved at strike number three, number five rather. Strikeout number five and strike number three for Fairweather to give the Colt 45s one out here in this top of the fifth inning. That ties Fairweather's season high as his two starts ago. He went six innings and struck out five. As he delivers now to Jonas Dias, who makes a huge cut and a miss for strike one. Not able to catch up to the fastball. Great heater there from Fairweather. Fairweather gets the sign and winds up the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball, misses low and in. One ball and one strike. As Dias waves the wood back and forth, now readies. Open stance on the right side, very wide, rocking the striped socks as Fairweather delivers a breaking ball that's fouled off. Just got a piece of it for strike two. One ball and two strikes. As Dias steps out now, steps back in the box, waves the wood back and forth. Fairweather delivers a 1-2 pitch. The curveball fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot and misses a car. Thankfully, actually goes off a car. I take that back, but no damage reported. Count remains one ball and two strikes as Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Gets him swinging off the outside edge for out number two. That's strikeout number six for Reese Fairweather as Dias strikes out swinging. They'll bring up the center fielder, David Henry, who will step in to that right-hand batter's box with an even stance as Fairweather delivers out of the windup. Breaking ball in at the knees. A fantastic pitch for Fairweather. Dropped it in the inner half and lower part of the zone. As he comes set, delivers the 0-1. Camarena sets up low and outside. Curveball is waved at, popped up way out of play on the left side. Count goes to no balls and two strikes now. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. The pitch from Fairweather. Fastball misses wide. One ball and two strikes. Fairweather gets the ball back. Now comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Curveball is grounded. Past third base and foul. Count remains one ball and two strikes. As Henry has now fought off two pitches. Fairweather looking to retire the side in this 2-0 ball game. The 1-2 with two out from Fairweather. Fastballs fouled back over the screen on the first base side. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Henry doing a great job of battling here. Fairweather sets to deliver this sixth pitch of the at-bat. Bounces it, can't quite get a swing from Henry as he checks swing with the appeal to first is no. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Camarena put the tag on Henry anyway, but didn't matter as it was called a ball. Fairweather out of the windup, the 2-2 delivery. Curveball in the dirt, swung on and missed. The throwdown from Camarena will be in time. And Reese Fairweather strikes out the side. He's got 7 Ks on the night. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 after 4.5, rather. Tonight's game is sponsored by Northern Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Redding's Colt 45's Baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Reese Fairweather struck out the side in the top of the fifth inning to retire the side. It's now the bottom half of the fifth inning as we're now over halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Brandon Zanning, his second at-bat of the night. He popped out his first time up as he watches a ball miss low to make the count, one ball and no strikes. As Acedo delivers a fastball off the outside edge for ball two. Acedo now out of the lineup delivers a 2-0. This one's cranked down the left of the line in fair turn. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Zanning around first. Now will fly into second with a double down the left field line to lead things off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Zanny got a hold of that one and pulled it down the line. Excellent hit there from Zanny. Now it'll be the top of the order. Colby Rafael coming to the plate as there is some activity up in the NBO bullpen. Sato delivers. Fastball, this one's grounded toward the shortstop. Zanny will advance to third. The throw to third is going to be in time to get the lead runner. Zanny's tagged out on the play, but Rafael will reach first on the fielder's choice. A little bit of a different strategy there from NBO Sacramento, making the throw over to third to get the runner, as Rafael now will be on first base. And we've seen already tonight speed on the base path from Colby Rafael, as he'll get his sliding glove on and take 4 or 5 steps off the bag at first base as a breaking ball misses high and in for ball one on Dusty Vila, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Left-hand hitter. The 1-0 delivery from Acedo misses high and outside. Coming out of the crouch as a catcher, but the fail will get back to first base in time, not wanting to draw a back pick. Count 2 balls and no strikes. Acedo delivers out of the stretch. And this is low and away. Ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Rafael probably has the green light here. 3 balls and no strikes should heal a walk. Pitch from Acedo. Fastball. It's going to miss high. So a 4-pitch walk issued to Dusty Vila. That's a free. We'll bring up Kyle Norton to the plate. Norton, his last time up, popped out. Before that, he grounded out to the second baseman. He'll step in from the left side. As he's looking to extend the Colt 45's 2-run lead. As Rafael takes off from second base, he's going to slide into third on the throw from Morris, which will not be in time. Rafael has a stolen base. His second of the evening. Remaining at first is Dusty Vela. Runners at the corners now as NBO looks to turn a double play and get out of the jam. As Norton waves at this pitch. It's hit in the air towards the right fielder who gets behind it now, charging in. He's going to make the throw to the cutoff man. He's going to go all the way through to the plate. But coming in to score, standing up, is Kobe Rafael as that throw went past the cutoff man. So a sacrifice fly scores a run as Norton flies out to right fielder Henry Palmer. We'll bring the designated hitter and the cleanup batter tonight for the Colt 45s to the plate, McGuire Smith. He walked and came around his last time up, taking his lead from first is Vila as Smith takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 3-0. This one's popped up over the screen. Strike one. It's a 3-0 ball game here. The Colt 45 is getting some offense on the board. As Acedo now working with two outs. From the stretch, as Vila takes his lead from first, a 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses up and away. Just off the plate. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. The delivery from Acedo is hit in the air towards left field. Fair or foul, it's going to land fair, and it's going to go into the corner. Around third to score is Vila, and in the second with a stand-up double is the cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. It's now 4-0, as coming all the way around from first base was Dusty Vila, really showing off that speed. So Vila, after working that walk, has come around to score. It's now 4-0, Colt 45s. We'll bring up Keanu Mizuta to the plate, tonight's right fielder. Left-hand hitter, taking his lead from second is Smith. He's a fastball, misses up and away for ball one. This will likely be either the last batter or the last inning for Acedo. He delivers the 1-0. Fastball is called a strike, in at the knees. Looked to be a little bit low, but in at the knees. 1-1 count on the left hand hitting Mizuta. The 1-1 delivery as he checks the runner back at second from Acedo. Fastball grounded toward the first baseman who plays it on a hop, gloves, and throws on over to first. High! Acedo not able to get a glove on it. Coming around from third to score is Smith, and suddenly up at second base is Keanu Mizuta as he reaches base on that E3. It's now 5-0 as Smith came around to score. Still with two outs here. We'll bring Sutter Moss to the plate, playing shortstop tonight, as now NBO has two arms up in the pen. As Moss takes ball off the plate for ball one. A 1-0 count. Acedo checks back at second. Now delivers a 1-0. Fastball misses low. Ball two. Acedo losing a bit of command here in this bottom of the fifth. As the night has gone on, he goes back behind the mound, gets some rosin, now climbs back up the hill, gets his sign, comes set, checks the runner back at second. Whirl and throws back to second base, wide of the bag, into center field, advancing to third is Mizuta. And now another run is just 90 feet away at third base. This count is still 2-0. Sato had come set and then whirled around to throw the ball back to second base for a pickoff attempt, and it went wide of the bag and into center field. Sato delivered a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one to Moss. And Mizuta able to advance to third after the throwing error. Sato comes set, the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, check swing, no appeal. It's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Moss calls the time and steps out. He's going to readjust his batting gloves and regather himself. As Acedo climbs back on the hill and set to deliver the 3-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate for ball four. Another walk issued. We'll bring up Braxton Riley. That is the second walk of the inning. The Colt 45s have worked, and now making his way up to the mound is the manager of NBO. And we will get a pitching change here, as making his way in from the bullpen is the relief pitcher. My apologies. A ball just became loose out there. Not sure if we'll get a pitching change or if they're just going to talk things over here. As Braxton Riley comes to the plate, there's runners at first and third now after Mizuda advanced to third on the throwing error, the pickoff attempt that went into center field, and the walk to Sutter Moss. So runners at the corners as they're still talking things over to figure out what they want to do. With two outs here, it's 5-0. The Colt 45 is on top. As Acedo climbs back up on the hill as the infield makes their way back to their respective positions. As Braxton Riley digs in from the right-hand batter's box. Taps the plate with his bat. Waves his bat back and forth. Now ready. He's out of the stretch. The delivery from Acedo. Back pick to first is not going to be in time. Just a bit late. Diving back to the bag was Moss. Just barely in time. As the throw from Morris was coming in hot. Acedo delivers the 1-0. Fastball misses low and away. Ball two. Braxton Riley working the count. He's been hit by a pitch and walked tonight. Slightly open stance, the 2-0 delivery from Acedo is waved at, goes back to the screen, and advancing to second is Moss, but holding at third is Mizuda. So Acedo still trying to get out of the inning. Now a 2-1 count. As Riley swung and missed at that, Acedo was ready to cover home plate should Mizuda try and score. But the 2-1 delivery from Acedo suggests a runner back at second. Could be a fastball and at the knees.
All right, let's go, six.
Great pitch there to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riley readies now from the right-handed batter's box. Acedo comes set. Glove the belt, the 2-2 delivery. Fastball hit in the air, but out of play on the third base side. And we're going to do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs and 2 runners in scoring position. That's Moss at second and Mizuda at third. The Colt 45 is looking to tack on more as they scored 3 in this bottom of the fifth. The 2-2 delivery with 2 out from Acedo. It's a fastball swing and a miss. Got Riley to chase up high. That's out number 3. The sides are tired. The Colt 45s score 3, but they leave 2. It's 5-0 after 5. We're to the top of the 6th. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The sun has started to go down, and it started to cool off, but the Colt 45's offense has just heated up as they put up three in the bottom of the fifth. The top of the sixth now, Reese Fairweather back out on the mound looking to tie his season high of innings of work as nobody is up in the bullpen for the Colt 45's. Fairweather has seven strikeouts on the evening as he concludes his warm-up tosses. And he will face off against Duncan Hansen, the right-hand hitting third baseman for NBO Sacramento. Hansen rocking the stirrups. He flew out his last time up. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He hit that bunt that was popped up to Brandon Zanny over there at third. As Fairweather out of the windup delivers a breaking ball in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. Hansen a closed stance, knees barely bent. Camarena sets up outside. Curveball misses low and away from Fairweather. One ball and one strike. Fairweather out of Australia is playing at Feather River Junior College. The 6'4 southpaw delivers a 1-1. Breaking ball misses way outside. So move the count to two balls and one strike. The lengthy left-hander whose windup very deceptive as he rears back and keeps that ball hidden well. The 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball swung on grounded for third baseman Zanny moving toward the second base side. Delivers a strike on over to first base. Reaching up for it was the first baseman Norton. And a 5-3 putout retires Duncan Hansen to bring up Austin Watkins, the designated hitter for NBO. Zanny moving toward the shortstop side, moving to his left, was able to glove it and make a strong throw on over to first, and Kyle Norton reaching a bit above his head was able to squeeze it for the out as Austin Watkins takes a fastball off the outside edge for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Watkins an even stance. The delivery from Fairweather is a curveball. Misses low. Ball two. 2-0 count now. Fairweather gets a sign and delivers out of the windup with one out. Fastball misses low again as that one was in the dirt. 3-0 count. Fairweather has not issued a walk tonight. This would be his first. It's the 3-0 delivery to Watkins. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Three balls and one strike now. As Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Winds up and delivers fastballs. Pops back over the screen toward the parking lot. And will just miss a car. Count now fills at three balls and two strikes as Watkins steps out of the box and takes a couple of practice swings as he's not quite getting his timing down. Fairweather gets a sign, winds up the payoff pitch. Curveball is fouled back to the screen, just got a piece of it. Watkins way ahead on it, able to keep the bat in the zone and fight it off. Back-to-back foul balls here from Watkins. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena Well, set up, low and away. Pitch from Fairweather's a curveball. Freezes Watkins, who's visibly frustrated. Fairweather gets him looking. Mr. Watkins not looking to buy anything. He's just looking. That'll bring up the top of the order after the 8 strikeout from Fairweather, which now 2 above his season high. He faces the top of the order in Brett Griffiths, the right-hand hitter. Fairweather winds up and delivers. This one's hit in the air down the left field line and fair into the corner over the field. It is Riley around first and into second with a stand-up double. After Riley was able to dig it out, is Brett Griffiths. So after six straight batters were retired by Fairweather, the seventh reaches on a double. Fairweather has given up 6 doubles on the season, and tonight he's allowed 2 more. So a little bit of a weird thing there. Of his 12 hits allowed on the season, he's given up 2 doubles as he delivers a fastball, gets a swing and a miss from Sabaki, who waved at that one. And missed it. Fairweather from the stretch with the runner on second. The 0-1 delivery as Griffiths takes his lead from second base. A changeup on the inside corner for strike 2. Sabaki, right-hand hitter, steps out of the box, now digs back in. Peering in is Fairweather. Now comes set. Checks Griffiths back at second. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball is grounded towards the end of third base to new gloves and throws on over to first base in time to retire the side. NBO gets a double, but they strand him over at second base. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0. The Colt 45 is on top of NBO Sacramento. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Colt 45's baseball, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading. Colt 45's baseball.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Checkerfield in Redding, California. A new pitcher will come on in relief of Daniel Sato. Sato went 5, giving up 6 hits and 5 runs. He walked 4 and struck out 1. The Colt 45 is able to put some offense on the board. For NBO, it'll be a new pitcher, number 24. Looks to be Brock Schreed. We will double check that for all you listeners out there. But leading off this inning for the Colt 45s will be Carlos Camarena. He'll dig in from the right side. He is 0 for 2 tonight. He did into a double play and pops out as he takes a strike on the outside corner. Make the count, no balls and 1 strike. As The delivery from Shreed. It's a curveball, misses low. Bounced it, blocked by the catcher Morris. Move the count to one ball and one strike. Camarena, wide open stance on the right side. 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. With no outs. The delivery. Curveball hit in the air towards center fielder. Right at him. Should be playable. He'll squeeze it for out number one of the inning. It was David Henry making his way in a couple of steps and squeezes that line out for out number one as Carlos Camarena hit it on the screws, but right at the center fielder, Henry. We'll bring up Brandon Zanny, who led off last inning and started the rally for the Colt 45s. He'll dig in from the right side as he watches a changeup float in there and at the knees for strike one in this 5-0 ball game. The Shreed comes set and out of the windup delivers. Misses low. Ball one. One ball and one strike on Zanny. Right-handed hitter. Shreed delivers a 1-1 pitch. Curveball on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes on Zanny. Zanny is 1-for-2 tonight with that double. The 1-2 delivery from Shreed. Curveball on the inside corner gets Zanny looking. A great breaking ball there from Shreed for out number two. We'll bring up the top of the order in Colby Raphael. Raphael is 1-for-2 tonight. Reaching on fielder's choice, then stole third after getting to second base. He's going to take a fastball low and in for ball one. Vila is on deck. The 1-0 delivery is grounded foul right toward the Colt 45 dugout on the third base side. One ball and one strike. As Raphael digs back in now. Shreed comes set and delivers this one. Hit in the air toward right field. Right fielder making his way over toward the line. A few feet in front of the track will squeeze it on the run for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. It's 5-0 after six. We're headed to the top of the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It is 5-0 in this top of the seventh. The Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. Reese Fairweather will be out to pitch the seventh inning, facing off against the left fielder, number six, Bartlett, who came on after Nick Golden was ejected. He takes a high fastball, swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 count now on Bartlett. Fairweather on in his seventh inning of work. Now throws a breaking pitch, gets a swing and a miss yet again from Tyce Bartlett as the count moves to no balls and two strikes. Fairweather all night has been rather efficient, working quick and getting quick outs as the Colt 45s now have some activity up in the pen. The 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's a curveball swing and a miss. Fairweather gets his ninth strikeout of the night. Bartlett is down a swinging for out number one. I'll bring up Henry Palmer to the plate. He'll dig in now from that right side. Up in the pin is number 34, Trey Bennett, the Colt 45s. The curveball is hit in the air toward left field, giving chase is Riley, but he is not going to get it as that one is over the fence. Reese Fairweather surrenders his first run of the ball game as Henry Palmer, after striking out twice tonight, now hits that one out and will score the first run of the ball game for NBO Sacramento. So it is now 5-2-1. As Reese Fairweather gives up his first run of the ball game and only his fourth hit allowed tonight. And as I said, Henry Palmer had struck out twice. And I'll bring up Brad Morris, who homered twice last night. He struck out twice tonight. Fairweather, out of the windup, delivers. Camarena sets up inside. A fastball is smacked. Foul back to screen. Back toward the screen, rather. For strike one. No balls and one strike on the catcher, Brad Morris. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. The 0-1 delivery from Fairweather. It's a curveball, waved at again, but just got a piece of it, and it's fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. As the clouds around Tiger Field here from beautiful Redding, California, here in beautiful North State, the clouds have started to turn a pinkish-blue color in what has become a cool summer night. Fairweather, the 0-2 pitch. Curveball, just got a piece of it again. Fouled back to the screen. Count remains no balls and two strikes as Morris fights that one off. As the lights are on at Tiger Field, but darkness has not yet come. With one out, the 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. It's waved at in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. He'll throw down to first base. That is the 10th strikeout for Fairweather on this Saturday night edition of some summer baseball. Fairweather retiring Morris will bring up Jonas Dias, the first baseman. Right-handed hitter. He is 0-for-2 tonight. He's flown out and struck out. Still warming up in the pen is Trey Bennett. Fairweather delivers. Curveball is grounded towards second baseman Vila, who moves toward that first base side. Gloves and fields. Throws on over to first for the out. So NBO scores one. It's 5-1. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch here, and we'll keep it here for tonight's rendition of God Bless America. A recorded version tonight, but high quality nonetheless.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be a 1-2 count on Dusty Vila as he waves at this one and grounds it toward the second base side of the first baseman, who's going to glove it and throw it on over to first. High of the pitcher, who collides with Vila, busting it down the line, and they're going to collide, but Vila will catch the pitcher, Shreed, keep him from falling. So an infield single after Shreed was unable to glove it, and they both ran beyond first base. Vila doing a great job of holding on to the catcher, or the pitcher rather, Shreed, so he would not stumble and fall. It will now be Kyle Norton digging in. Kyle Norton's 0 for 2 tonight with a sacrifice fly as he takes a ball way off the plate for ball one. Vila taking his lead from first. Gets his sliding glove on now. Two or three steps off the bag. Curveball comes in, bounces from the plate, blocked by the catcher, who couldn't find it at first, but then was able to find it, and getting back to first base was Vila. Two balls and no strikes on Norton, the first baseman tonight. He waves the bat back and forth in that left-hand batter's box. The right-hand pitcher, Shree, delivers. Curveball waved at, grounded up the middle toward the second baseman, flips to shortstop Griffiths on second base for one. And on to first, it will not be in time as Norton beats the throw. A race on the fielder's choice is Dusty Vila. That will bring McGuire Smith to the plate, the DH tonight, who is 1 for 3 with a walk. He's came around to score both of his last two at-bats. He'll dig in from that left side as he watches a curveball float in inside corner for strike one. No balls and one strike now. So he waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Taking off from first is Smith, and taking second base easily as he was nearly skipping and was halfway to the base before NBO realized he was going to make it there, but pitch comes in for a strike. 0-2 count now. Runner at second as Norton was able to advance to second, rather. Smith, in an 0-2 hole, catcher sets up on the outside. Curveball comes way inside. The ball one, dodging it was Norton, leaning back in that box. He's able to turn away from it. One ball and two strikes. Shreed comes set, checks Norton back at second. Steps off now as dancing back and forth off the bag was Norton. He'll make his way back to second as the pitcher steps off. Now Smith will dig back in, and climbing back up on the hill is Shreed. Now he gets a sign, comes set, looking Norton back at second, the 1-2 delivery. It's a fastball, way off the plate, blocked by the catcher as he draws a swing and a miss. The throw down to first will be wide of the bag at first, and then advancing to third on the play is Norton. So the catcher lost it as Morris couldn't find it as it was back in behind home plate, picked it up, then took his time throwing on down to first, and it wasn't in time, so reaching first base on that, what would have been a strikeout, was McGuire Smith. And now there's runners at the corners. A double play is in order for NBO as they turn the infield to double play depth, looking to turn a double play and get out of the inning. It's going to be Keanu Mizuda, who is 0-for-2 tonight. He reached on the error. So he takes a strike in at the knees. Move the count to no balls and one strike. With one out here, Shreed checks the runner back at first. Now comes set and delivers. Breaking pitch, blocked by the catcher. One ball and one strike. As Mizuda steps back in the box. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses up and away. Ball two. NBO getting some activity up in the pen. As Shreed comes set, the 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball, and at the knees on the inside corner for strike two. A lot of pitches on the inner half here as they want Mizuda to ground out to allow NBO to turn a double play. The 2-2 delivery, fastball grounded toward the shortstop, moving in the hole. Backhands, throws to first on the run, off balance, is going to be wide of first base, and down the first baseline, the first baseman coming off the bag to field it. The run will score. It's now 6-1 as the Colt 45s have gotten a run back after that home run allowed by Fairweather. Moving up to second base is McGuire Smith after Mizuda gets that infield single. An excellent effort there by Brett Griffiths, who fielded the ball on the backhand in the sixth hole, back to the third base side of where he plays, and then had to make the throw on the run over to first, but it was not in time, nor was it on the bag. The strike comes in, and the 0-1 delivery is a curveball swung on, hit in the air toward right field. It's going to land in front of the right fielder. Around third is Smith, who is now caught in a pickle between third and home as the throw came in to home. He's caught in a pickle and will be tagged out by the catcher, but advancing to second and third is Mizuda and Moss. So Moss singles and then reaches second base on the throw in, but erased on the play is McGuire Smith as he was thrown out after he was waved around third by the third base coach, but not able to make it in time. The throw came into the catcher Morris when he was about 60 feet down the line and had to make his way back to third. So two gone here. Runners at second and third. The 45s have put up one on the board in this inning. And it'll be Braxton Riley digging in, who is 0-for-3 tonight, but reached base on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. 0-for-2 tonight, rather, with a hit-by-pitch. So he takes a strike in at the knees. The 0-1 delivery. It's a curveball swing and a miss. Strike two. As Shreed readies. And the 0-2 with two outs, runners on second and third, they take their leads. pitch as a curveball hit in the air down the left field line. It's going to land fair. One run to score. Around third to score is Moss as Braxton Riley is into second with a stand-up double. And now the Colt 45s are on top by a score of 8-1 as they've put up three runs here in this bottom of the